The views and opinions expressed on this podcast are not necessarily representative of any other entity. This content is intended for mature audiences only.
Yo, what's going on, people? Welcome to Throwdown, episode 360. Oh, 360, baby. Here we go. Oh, man. I'm your host, Tony Polanco, and tonight I'm joined by Emilio Lopez.
What's up, people? How's it going?
Chris Seeley.
Hey, what's up, everyone?
Carlos Romero.
Yep.
Adam Vale.
What up, Vice City?
And Brian Monjoma.
In the immortal words of the Don, look at how they massacred my boy.
Oh, man. We're going to talk about that. We will talk about that. Jordan, I'm 360. I feel we should do something special for this episode. We'd have nothing planned. I had no idea it was 360. You know? We're coming back around. We're going to bring Jeezy back, you know? Hey, listen. Shout out to Jeezy, man. Without him, I should throw it on. May have existed in another form, but, you know, that was the genesis of it, you know? And Riku, too. Riku was asking some interesting questions on Twitter today.
He was saying
like it was something along the lines of like can a game that's cross gen be considered eligible for Game of the Generation, right? My thing was like, too early to be having this conversation, bro. And by the time it is appropriate to have this conversation, cross gen games won't exist. So I told him your question's kind of irrelevant, bro. Because, like, think about it. Who's going to call Ratchet and Clank Game of the Generation? That's insane to say, you know? Like, the generation hasn't even started yet. As far as I'm concerned, the generation probably won't start for another 2 years. Let's just be real here, you know?
Yo, man, when you said Riku had a question, I'm like, well, you asking about Falcom or something?
Yeah, no, but he brought up Falcom in there, you know? Because I brought that up. I was like, dude, no one's going to be releasing cross-gen games at the end of the generation. And he's like, talk to Falcom. Like, okay. Riku, man. Uh-oh. Blitz, Dumeke says, episode 360, hope for no red rings of death.
Don't jinx us, son.
Yeah, right? That's crazy. Anyway, man, Throwdown is back, and we got some new, kind of a little bit light news this week, to be honest. But we got some stuff. We're going to start off with the first story here, which is actually very disappointing. Heartbreaking, even, you know? Adam, man, Steam Deck, man, delayed by 2 months, baby.
Man, once I saw that come in my mailbox, I'm like, oh, you know me with the emails, but everybody got this one. And we were talking about it just like a week ago. We were like, we would think at some point soon that first batch of people that were supposed to get it for the Christmas, because remember, that's what they said. First batch would be around December holiday, they said, of 2021, would receive some notice of when it's going to arrive. And we haven't heard anything. I don't know anyone that's part of that first batch. And then sure enough, boom, it's a delay 2 months. Really doesn't impact us because we weren't the first batch.
No, it does impact us because ours are also delayed by 2 months.
Okay. Yeah. You know? And they said, but they, it also says that could change. So it all depends on the supply.
It could change.
It could change in 3 months. It could
get delayed by a year.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah,
it could definitely, because of the supply shortages and stuff. So yeah, it could go all the way to the far end of the year, or maybe a little sooner, who knows. But I was expecting it to be delayed. There was no way they were going to hit this holiday season. I didn't see it happening, so I was like, all right, whatever, we'll see. Either way, it's definitely, I'm hoping it's definitely sometime next year. That would suck if they're like, oh yeah, by the way, how's 2023 sound for you guys?
Listen, man, at this point, you never know. It's usually, you know the cause, the chip shortage, you know?
Yeah, Carlos,
they didn't blame the Rona, though, so I know you're happy about that, because that was thing last year. Everybody, the Rona, man, the Rona.
This is the cause and effect of that.
Yeah, what happened, Carlos?
Yeah, it's like, I mean, when you start something and announce something during the Rona, then you better as well know the type of things that can happen during the Rona.
Yeah. So this is the other thing that's been going on, you know?
I mean, it's crazy because they we've all pre-ordered our Steam Decks for the most part. I think probably over 100 people on Twitter I know have pre-ordered a Steam Deck. Yeah. No one, and it was all of us have done it day one. None of us got the day and date.
No.
I have literally seen zero people post a picture, mention on Twitter, Reddit, any of those sites saying that they didn't have at least a Q1 2022. So my expectation was no one ever got that day and date time frame ever for that delivery date. The earliest was probably Q1 2022, and then it was just spread out. But yeah, man, it's unfortunate because you know how it is with technology, man. Things get outdated quick. So
yeah,
the longer they delay this, you know, who knows? Competitors and stuff, you know, can come around. And, you know, this was supposed to be the start of something, you know, something beautiful, man. But we got to wait.
Yeah. No. I don't know. Maybe Steam Deck boys. Steam Deck boys, man, got to wait, you know. Steam Deck. But yeah, maybe the NVIDIA Shield 2 will come out. You know, because remember, didn't they try that first one? It was just kind of eh. Wasn't it like a purely streaming handheld or some shit like that? Adam, you're talking about the NVIDIA Shield, the handheld?
Oh, yeah, they had one, and it didn't go anywhere. They did have a handheld one. I do have a Shield, but I have their set-top box.
Their
Shield, like their Shield box type thing. So I love it. It's great. It's running. It's Android. It's Android TV, and it's always updating. It's got all the cool features, all the great apps, and what I was surprised is that Xbox Game Pass is not on there.
Uh-oh.
I was like, oh, well, once that comes out, that's going to be great. No, you could sideload it, but you're still sideloading like a tablet version. It's not specifically made for it. And I don't understand the issue, cause especially with this. This has, I forgot, a 1.something gigahertz processor. I mean, there's plenty of RAM and memory to run this thing. So I just don't know why it's not on there. But yeah, no, I love my Shield. And they did have a little handheld that didn't go anywhere.
Yeah, especially since Shield uses Android, right?
Yeah.
So it is on Android Game Pass. That is.
Yeah.
So I'm with Adam. It's pretty weird why it's not there.
Yeah. Mm. Pretty.
And other games on there. Yeah. And then of what's also on there, we've got it's all tied into it. But the GeForce service is on there, and I was using that for a while before they started pulling all the games that I like to play.
Oh.
Yeah. Remember they had Street Fighter and stuff. Capcom pulled out.
Yeah, they had a bunch of people pull out.
Bethesda pulled all their games. I mean, the only serious games that are worth playing, and I did play a little bit, was Division. The Ubisoft games are still up there. You can play those.
Yeah. So, I mean, when do you think we'll actually get these things now? Like, they said February, but do you think that's going to...
That's probably going to be for the first batch of people that were supposed to get it this holiday.
Yeah.
So, I'm assuming for us, it's going to be, third quarter?
Something like that, yeah.
Right?
Yeah, I think I was quarter two.
We were second quarter.
Yeah, it was second quarter. Yeah.
So if we count, if we stick with that logic of the pushing of 2 months, everybody, then yeah, that's pushing us toward third quarter.
Dang.
By the way, shout out to Fergus Mills, man.
You're always, man. Yes, you know.
Mills. So So mine was Q1 2022, and right after I got that email, I went to Steam, and then I checked my Steam thing, and then it got delayed to Q2 2022. So, yeah, everyone getting pushed back. I'm not Q2 2022 is what? March, after March through...
Yeah, like June? April through at the end of June, April, right? I believe. June,
yeah. So, I don't... I honestly don't expect it until probably June, July timeframe. It's crazy though. I got the email. I posted it. Like, I didn't see anyone on Twitter post anything. I'm like, oh shit, am I gonna break news? And then as soon as I took the picture, like my timeline literally flooded with just a bunch of those news. And I'm like, damn, everyone got that email.
But remember, I got that email. The first thing I did was I put that in our group chat. I was like, look at this shit.
Yeah. Now, it was funny. Some insider stuff, because I'm working out of the office now, right? So next to us are the laptop mag people, right? And we just heard them mumbling something like, oh, shit. Like they all just started mumbling stuff, right? And then my boss, he's like, oh, Steam Deck got delayed. And then I get a message, Tony, can you cover this? I'm like, shit. This is the thing I don't want to cover. You know? I mean, it was going to cover gaming again, but it's like, this is horrible news, man. I was upset, you know? But yeah, we have to wait, man. But you're right, Carlos. I didn't think about it. It's like, yo, the further this gets delayed, the more obsolete some of the shit inside of it is going to get, you know?
They so, better add a better processor, but if this shit gets delayed later.
Okay, I have a potentially dumb question.
Uh-oh.
This chip shortage would have happened even without the Rona, right?
No.
Like the two aren't related whatsoever, so...
No. Like, no, because it's the shortages from the factories that didn't have...
I thought it was because they didn't have enough minerals.
No. Well, that was happening, but remember, it's like a lot of the factories and mining and all those processes got put on hold. Then when they started kicking in, there was such a big demand because everyone that's working from home started gobbling up all the PCs.
PCs,
laptops, things that usually they said don't even sell, we're selling. So then now they have to mass produce all of those.
Oh, and so there weren't enough people to produce it. So it is related then. Okay.
Yeah, it's a trickle down. And then look what's going on in California, all those tankers that are just stacked up to unload.
You know how many PlayStation 5s they got in there, man?
Probably.
No, you're right. You know, I was just like, are they really? Yeah, they are related. It's like everything fucking insane.
Well, I mean, it's not even just like a lot of these companies, a lot of these companies are producing the items that they're supposed to produce, but there's an over abundance of inventory that the people are asking for that they just can't compensate for.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And what Adam mentioned with the chip shortages, it's like everything has a chip now. Cars have chips, PCs and everything, and you know, people, you know, GPU shortages, like, it's crazy because people are mining with it. It's nuts, man.
Yeah, think about it. For over a year, when they were like, okay, school at home, you know, that's great. Now go get a laptop. And then a lot of kids use their phones. They didn't have a laptop.
Yeah.
So then now you got schools gobbling up, buying all these laptops all over the world.
That's right.
So there's more chips. And those are laptops that usually no one would go and buy. I'm like, oh, who's going to get this HP shit? Well, a school just needs like 5,000 of them now.
Yeah.
You know, and that's just one school district.
Because they ship them to the kids, right?
Yeah, they give them to the kids. So my daughter, she had hers. So she had it for that full year. And then when she's done, she brings it back in, and that's it. But they still own it. It wasn't a rental. The school had to buy these laptops. And think of all the companies that did it. My company as well. I mean, I have a work laptop. That was brand new out the box when the shit hit the fan. So that's that wild. All plays into it.
I mean, think about it. Like, last year was the first time, correct me if I'm wrong about this, the first time that I can recall where motherfuckers were lining up outside of Micro Centers at midnight trying to get graphics cards. I've never seen anything like that before, you know?
It's been years. The GPU stuff has been going on for years.
On that level, like, it's crazy, man. You know, it's all connected, you know?
Yeah, it's you know... We were heading into a hill where it was going to be tougher to climb up, and we just decided that we wanted to get there at a faster rate.
Yeah,
and we just couldn't handle it. The fucking Rona just—it's crazy, man. It threw an iceberg in the middle of everything.
Yeah, your logic wins, man. What are you talking about, bro? He's like, Micro Center still around? Like, bro, they just opened up one by me like 4 years ago, man. It's fantastic.
The logic wins is thinking about Circuit City. He's like, yo, man.
I think that's what he's thinking about Circuit City, bro.
Micro Center still. USA?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
Yeah, he's thinking about them, you know? By the way, that's a whole other thing. I just learned that Cracker Barrel is a restaurant chain.
Oh, what? You didn't know?
No, I thought it was cheese. Oh. cheese.
No, you know? It's not cheese.
Yeah, because somebody posted, I'm completely off topic right now, but somebody posted this video of that, like, oh, millennials have never tasted, never went to Cracker Barrel. I'm like, I'm not a millennial. I've never even heard of this place. I'm like, isn't that fucking cheese? And then it turns out it's some like Midwestern shit. It's like, oh yeah, Tony,
it's
or Southern thing, you know?
I mean, it's in most states besides New York.
Exactly. You know? Yeah, so people told me, it's like, dude, if you leave New York, they're all over the place. I'm like, yeah. Like, I don't go anywhere but California. Like, it's funny because, you know, when you heard the term flyover states, right? I used to think, man, that's fucking derogatory, you know? But then when I started going to LA, I'm like, oh, yeah, they are the flyover states. You fly over them.
Yeah.
Yeah, I've never been to any of those states.
People don't really go there, so they just fly over
them. Yeah, exactly. Like, the furthest south I've ever been, not counting Dominican Republic, obviously, is fucking North Carolina. Some people don't even consider that the South, you know?
Wait, you were in New Orleans.
Come on, man.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Okay, before New Orleans, you're right. That's the South. You're right about that. But New Orleans is special, though, man. You know? Very special. New Orleans
South, man.
It is the South. It is the South, but it's a different kind of South, you know?
Well, it's the South with a twist.
With a twist, exactly, you know? Instead of, you know, a bunch of Hicks, you get a bunch of French people.
Well, that's Louisiana. Women,
you know?
Louisiana, it does have a lot of that there. Yeah. I think it's just New Orleans that's a little bit different.
Yeah, for sure. Oh, yeah, I'm pretty sure with those swap dudes, you know, but my point is, like, I don't really travel to these states, so I'm like, Cracker Barrel? I'm like, that's the cheese, right? Nope. Turns out it's an actual restaurant chain. I don't know how the fuck I got off topic with this, but yeah, pretty crazy stuff.
Because you want some cheese, that's why.
Cheese would be nice, you know? Anyway, anything else about the Steam Deck?
No, but I went to a Cracker Barrel like 2 years ago.
How was that food, man?
I just hope that... Well, not even so much with this, but that was one of the issues that I brought up last week also about when they announced the rating system of what games are going to be fully compatible on it.
Oh, Proton
DB? Yeah, well, that's not even accurate. That's just from people testing it.
Uh-oh.
They have their own version. Remember, I sent it. They announced they have a little video and everything.
Oh, yeah.
Steam has their own little green checkbox that's going to be put on the display image of games that are fully compatible, and then ones that aren't, or if they just don't work at all,
that makes sense though, because the ProtonDB stuff is just it's a community.
Yeah, it's a community, right? So that sounds great. This whole thing that they introduced, but there's a big but. That feature only pops up on the store version that's running on the Steam Deck, and we don't have a Steam Deck. So why not just add that feature onto Steam proper itself, like the app or from the phone or whatever, you know, on all their other platforms? Just add it to the store, so that way people can start building their collection and they say, hey, wow, so-and-so game is on sale during this Black Friday deal. Should I pick it up because I want to get some? Oh, wait, it has a green checkbox. Okay, so now I know that's going to work. So, yes, I will pick that up.
Well, I think that's an issue because if you're advertising a game that works and the community is not correct about it, then the onus is on Valve to... For that, it could be false advertisement.
That's the whole reason why they're coming up with their checkbox. That checkbox is officially from Valve. That's Valve. Yeah. They said they sent out dev kits to all the publishers for every game that's on the Steam store, and it's up to them to make it fully compatible.
Yeah. Oh, that went the wrong way. Drawing the wrong pipe, didn't it, Adam?
Whoa!
You know? So I mean,
if they have this extra time, they should at least give something to the people. And that's something that I think we all need to know. And because it would suck. It sucks that it's like, oh, yeah, that's great that feature is going to be there on the Steam Deck store itself, the game. But we don't have it in hand. So what's the point? Let's get ready for it. Let's build that hype. And I'm sure there's certain games that people would like to play. I'm like, can I play that on Go? Would that work? Oh, wow, it's got a little green checkbox. Yes, it will.
Yeah.
Well, you also gotta take this into account. By the time people who aren't in the know and aren't fucking nerds get their hands on this thing, that'll be 2020. We'll have that little check mark on the Steam library.
Yeah.
Even in that interview, they said the games they think that will probably not work at all are the ones that just are not supported anymore. Let's say the devs just don't work on it anymore; they're gone. Publishers or whatever, you know what I mean? It's been picked up by another studio that's just porting the shit over. Look at all these Telltale games. You know, they're not working on them. The owner group that has it, they're still releasing them on platforms, but there's no new work being added. I doubt if anyone's going to start patching it up to make it fully compatible on the Steam Deck.
Yeah, I mean, I was just thinking about this now. It's like that's one of the kind of benefits about this delay, because what's about around the corner, man? Steam sales, right? Pick up a bunch of games, so by the time you get your Steam Deck, you'll be good to go. And probably by then, there'll be more compatible games too, you know?
Yeah, and that's what I'm saying. It's like, if they already know, you know, then let's get the ball rolling. Start adding those checkboxes now. Let's do this.
Yeah, get them checkboxes, babe. Mm-hmm. Green checkboxes.
Green checkbox. That's what you're looking for.
Yeah.
Green checkbox.
All right, man. Good stuff. Let's move on. What do we talk about next? Oh, we got to talk about Horizon. Not Zero Dawn, though. Forza Horizon, you know? Thief! So it reached 4.5 billion players, and it apparently is the biggest success on Game Pass, you know, which is pretty cool, you know. Obviously, there were some haters talking shit. Oh, they ain't sales, though. They ain't sales, you know. And there's some other goofery that happened that we'll bring up later. But, you know, because this is kind of related to a question we got on the questions podcast, where it's like, is this the game that's going to make Game Pass big? I don't know about that, but it's definitely what Microsoft wanted, you know? It's like a huge ultra game coming on Game Pass day one. And this is like the first Xbox exclusive that's come out in a long time. It's a lot of genuine first-party exclusive, you know? So pretty exciting stuff, man, you know? And it also goes to, you know, speak about how like we should measure. We've talked about this on the show before. How do you measure, like, success on Game Pass? Because it's not on sales. The game, we don't know how many copies it sold, obviously, that's going to be a new metric for sure. And from at least based on what I saw on my timeline, people seem to be loving it, you know. So good on them. So has anybody here played the Forzas?
Yeah, I played the intro part where you get to see all the different levels and the different areas that you get to go through. So I just barely started with the actual open world, and it looks nice. It runs great on my.
Obviously,
yeah, man, it runs pretty good. It looks very pretty, man. I can't wait to delve more deeper into the game. So, the only upsetting thing is you have the game starts with a narrator that I'm assuming is Mexican.
Hey,
he speaks a lot. He doesn't say way once. He's that's just wrong, man.
Oh, that's a red flag. Yeah,
that's a red flag, man. So that's the only complaint I have so far. Other than that, the game looks freaking great. I actually want to try it on because I've been playing it on my ultra wide monitor, but I also want to try it on the Xbox Series X. You know, 4K. Yep.
Yeah. Serious, you know.
On the Series X. On that 4K, man, I'm pretty sure that's going to look amazing as well. So, but yeah, looks great, runs great. But it's, you know, it's Playground Games, and it's Forza Horizon. It smells great. You don't really expect this game to not be, you know.
No, exactly. They always deliver, all of them, whether it's mm-hmm. a motorsport or even a...
Yeah, I want to read this. Yeah, go ahead.
To quote a famous philosopher, it's Playground Games.
Oh man, I want to quote Uncle Phil real quick. We've invested for years in Xbox so more people can play. We're 4.5 million players so far across PC, cloud, and console. Forza Horizon 5 shows that promise coming to life. Largest launch day for Xbox Game Pass game. Peak concurrent is 3 times higher than Forza Horizon 4. Thank you. Oh. So yeah, pretty crazy. So Forza Horizon 4 saw 2 million players in its first week, you know, pretty crazy.
So I had for the 360, I had a racing wheel, the official Microsoft racing wheel. That shit cost me 2 and change, pretty penny. This is like with the motorsport version, which is a little flipper, and it's got the pedals, it's got the force feedback. I mean, this was awesome.
You got a layaway plan,
you know?
No, they did, and I got it, and I was so thrilled. Like, yeah, I loved it. So anyway, years passed. I moved. I gave it to my brother. He put it in the bag. He's like, yeah, I'll use it one day, whatever. So now here we are, and I was talking with the buddy of mine. He's like, yeah, I think I want to get a wheel. And I was like, yeah, I remember I had so much fun with a wheel. It's always great for racing games. I want to play this game. And I was like, where's that wheel? So I hit up my brother. I'm like, you have it? He's like, I don't know where it is. And then I asked my mother. I'm like, do you know? It was in a bag. He's like, oh, it's in the garage. I know where. So anyway, she's going to send it to me. So that way I can Forza with the wheel. Break out the wheel. Just strap it on. I'm looking forward to it.
Give me the wheel.
Give me the wheels. I'm getting my wheel back. But have you ever played with a racing wheel, Tony?
I try to. Those things are kind of cumbersome, man. You know?
Yeah. Well, you got to do some. You have to have a good desk. I had a coffee table, and it has a little bolting thing that you can tighten in, and it's got pedals. I mean, yeah, you got to have to use the gas pedal and all that stuff. But it's really cool, especially with the feedback, because it's not just a rumble. It's like when you're going off track, or if a car hits you, the wheel will like go. Let's say if someone hits you from the right side, you know, you'll start swinging toward the left side. You'll have, you know, and you have to try to control the car. It's awesome.
Yeah, now the next thing they need to do is like create a full body suit for you, Adam. Oh, you know, yes. So when you get hit, you really feel it.
I was just watching Ready Player One during dinner with my daughter, and remember there's that scene where he starts doing, he's got the super suit, the X1, and it's got that bilateral treadmill thing that he was on running. I was like, I want all of that. I want that now. That's shit. What the hell?
Oh, man. But yeah, any other thoughts on the Forzas? Because I want to get to the fanboy aspect. I have to talk about it, man. Well, all right.
The sounds of it, Playground Games just did really good.
Yeah.
Like, everywhere that I've seen, like, there's lots of praise coming in. So that's really good. And looking at the Steam, it's like third highest on the top sales on Steam. So it's doing well there. And it's also, it's also like the top highest, the third highest, and like the seventh highest on Windows Store because they had like three versions. So I guess it's still selling wherever Microsoft puts it. So that's good. Again, I'm not surprised that Microsoft is quite happy with this, seeing everyone's just like, oh, it's great. It's lovely. Everyone loves it. And yeah.
All right, Brian, since you're our official Twitch checker guy, let's see how this is doing right now on Twitch, man. You know?
Can do.
Yeah, and toss in that other game too. Oh, man. So and this is becoming a trend that I don't like, you know, with when it comes to fanboys. Like, they'll, like, do things in the game that you're not really supposed to be doing and then say that's bad game design. Like, I saw this one video for Forza Horizon where this dude was like, because I guess the AI in the game moves away from the car or whatever. So this dude was chasing a dog around, like, in a circle, right? And he's like, yo, this dog's stupid. Why is it just going in a circle? Oh, it's not even leaving prints in the mud. I'm like, it's a racing game. You race. You don't chase dogs, bro.
You're not supposed to be killing animals. That's not the
objective. Yeah, it's insane. And, you know, this all ties into what we saw earlier. It's like somebody shot the tires off of cars in Halo Infinite. The car and the tires exploded. And they were like, oh, but look what they did in Grand Theft Auto 4. When you shoot the tires, the air comes out. This is whack. I'm like, bro, if you're busy shooting tires in Halo Infinite, someone's going to shoot you in the back of the head. You're an easy target. That's not what you're supposed to be doing, man. You know? Mm-hmm. Or like, you know, like, oh, look, Kratos can't even chop down random trees. Bad game design. Like, why are you Kratos chopping down trees, bro? Like, there's monsters behind you. Go kill them, you know? Like
I can see a puddle in this trailer.
Right? Where's the puddles?
Where's the puddle? Yeah, exactly. Where's the puddles? You know, it's like, are we really doing this? Like, I don't know. Because it seems to me like it's just a bunch of fanboys trying to get you. Because they don't, you know, it's, and in this case specifically, because they don't like the praise that Forza Horizon is getting, you know. Actually, let's see. How much praise is it getting, Brian? How many viewers does it have, if you checked?
It has quite a lot of viewers. It has 51,900 viewers.
That's pretty damn
good. That's almost as many as we have.
Yeah, right? Imagine that shit. Close. If we had that many viewers, we could all quit our day jobs, man. Shit. Right, that's dope.
And if you want a comparison, Fortnite has 54,000. So it's only like 3,000 or 2,000 less than Fortnite.
Wait, are these real people?
I think so. Somehow GTA has 95,000 viewers.
Because it's GTA.
GTA 5. GTA 5 and has 95,000 viewers. The question is, how does it have that many viewers since everyone has the game like six times?
Yes.
Because when they're not playing themselves, they're watching others play. They're just obsessed. It's
insane.
I'm playing this on my TV, on Xbox Series X.
Oh, shit. On your Series X, you know?
Yo, man, I didn't know this thing had, I guess these are real people in racing. Like, I'm just driving.
They do, it's Ghost Avatars. It's, what did they call it? Drivatars.
Drivatars. That's a cool feature they have in those
games.
That
is an awesome feature. So, if you have any moron friends on your list that'll purposely try to ram every other car off the road so then that way when you have them as your drivatar, they're in your race just like smashing everyone. But yeah, it's fun to race against your buddies because it goes based off of their stats.
Nice. Yeah, it's good stuff, man. Anyway, I think anything else you guys want to say about Forza Horizons?
I don't think so, but I have a really nice segue if the next topic is what I think it is. Okay. I have no idea here, guys. I'm just guessing.
I think it's the one after this.
Oh, but it's a good segue because this is...
Well, we can move it up. Nothing's written in stone, man.
Okay, cool. Just Dance 2022 is out, and
okay. So, Twitch numbers for the other games. Firstly, Destruction All-Stars. There's a whole total of, get this, zero people playing it.
Oh man!
For Twitch, hence it has zero viewers.
That's crazy.
Yeah, and then the other game has 209 viewers, and that is Marvel's Avengers.
Yep. Actually, that's not on the docket, because we already actually talked about this already. Last week, yeah, Spider-Man's in it, you know? Like, yeah. Okay.
Yeah, but they made the trailer.
Yeah.
But again, some comments.
That's what I was saying before.
Yeah, but it's like, do we really need to talk about that trailer? Like, no one cares about this game anymore, you know?
Not really.
It's dead, Jim, you know?
It's pretty much the break glass if for emergency. That's what Spider-Man is.
Yeah. No, you're right about that, but, you know, whatever. Who cares at this point? You know, nothing works with this game. Stop it. Just go play Guardians of the Galaxy instead. How about that?
Come and get you.
And then get Tom Holland to do the voice, right?
By the way,
it sounds like the Spider-Man from the PlayStation game. Yeah.
Oh, I almost forgot. Almost forgot something, man.
Uh-oh, who are you forgetting?
Hold on. Is the Chiron still up for Forza? Yes, it is. Perfect. Did you guys see how, like, a bunch of, like, influencer people got, you know, the Forza Horizon controller?
Okay.
Did you guys see that or no?
Is this a controller, that colorful one?
Yeah, do you see that?
I saw the controller. I didn't see them get it, though.
Yeah.
I see you reaching for something.
Yeah. Well, the thing is, I always feel weird about posting stuff. Like, if people can't buy this shit, what's the point, right?
No, you could buy it.
You can?
Anyway. Mine. He pre-ordered.
There you go. I got this shit, boy. You know?
That should look nice.
This is crazy, right?
What is this?
Oh, I just realized something. I've never opened this before. Does this mean it's time for an unboxing?
What is it? Which one is it? Is it the Forza one?
Yeah. Check it out, Adam.
Okay. Yeah, but that's what I'm saying. People can buy it. You can pre-order.
Oh, you can? Perfect. Okay, so this is what you'll get if you buy this thing, you know? But yeah, a bunch of people. I got this on, when the fuck did I get this? On Monday, I think. I was even expecting, what the fuck is this shit? It's like, ooh, controller. Honestly, though, it's a little bit too colorful for my taste, but.
Yeah, it's very cool. Colorful.
You know me, I don't like the colors and all that.
I'm really surprised they didn't do the wheel.
Yo, what you trying to say, Tony? What you trying to say?
I am a knight.
All right, so let's open this up. Okay, I like that. That's cool. Opens up and magic happens. Da, da, da. I should probably embiggen this screen. There we go.
Embiggen.
Yo, let me embiggen this.
You remember that from The Simpsons? Embigging? You know? Get to see my hairy ass arms, you know? All right, so we got. Oh, put this down. All right, so we got the controller here. And of course, this is Xbox. If I could get them out. No, they're stuck in there. X gonna give it to you. The batteries fell up. I was going to bring out the batteries. But there you go. Let's see. So it looks like somebody.
You wouldn't have that problem if it was a DualShock.
Yeah. Ooh, okay. The grips feel nice, you know. Get to check those out. Right on the back. Where's nice. That little. There we go. Horizon. See that? Ooh, the rips, bro. This is actually pretty legit. Yeah, the batteries fell out. They're down there somewhere, you know.
Are the batteries colorful also?
No, they're just regular Duracells, you know.
Color them on.
Yeah,
Microsoft
Sesame Street Edition.
Yeah, and you know, if you need to see the inside, you know, oh man, USB-C. You know USB-C? Yeah, you know me. See people. The only thing I don't like about Xbox controllers is that they're white in the back.
You mean you don't like white?
You don't like white? We're trying to say. We're trying to say, man.
Mine isn't white. I got this one. This gray one here. Yeah, see? And it's not white.
Oh wait, what is this?
Oh, you got a twist.
Is there a there's a code in here for something? I'm not going to show the code. I don't know what this code is for. I mean, the code's in the back. I can show this. But what the hell is this?
Looks like they gave the controller. Game.
No, they don't give you the game.
No, they don't give you the game.
Game Pass, maybe?
Yeah, maybe it's like a month of Game Pass or something so you can play.
I think it looks like it's DLC for the game. Cool. Oh. I mean, think if you have a Game Pass, you got the game, right? Yes. Yeah, it's right here. I don't know if you can see that, but it literally says game add-on. All right, so it's DLC. Cool. Comes with DLC. And if you need to, your instructions for how to operate your controller.
Oh, you don't know.
Wait, what's this button?
You don't know. You don't know.
I mean, at this, everybody. If you get the console, unless you get it through a third party on eBay, something that didn't come with a controller, everybody has one.
Yeah,
you should know how to use it. The pairing button. That's the only thing I can think could confuse.
Yeah, I already got three of these fucking controllers. You know.
Yep, yeah, I'm bringing a couple.
So, yeah, good stuff. Forza Horizon. All right, what's the next story here? I think I'm going to move up the GTA, up the queue. Adam, you've been playing it, right? The trilogy?
Yeah, on Switch.
Yeah, what are your thoughts, man?
So far, so good. It definitely looks cleaner, but we noticed that it was going to look cleaner from the previews that they provided. Definitely looks good. Driving around, there's pop-ins, but that pop-in was there before. You know, if you're going too fast, making sharp turns, as I'm doing, trying to get away from the police, and I'm seeing some buildings off in the distance. It's an old game, but it's still fun. And the controls, the fact that it plays like GTA 5, it's all there. It just has that, it's Grand Theft Auto, the modern version. It doesn't have that blocky control style that it used to have. Just can't go back to that. And I think they noticed that if there was any change to make to these games, that's the key one, which is the controls. What are we doing? We're playing the game. As we know from, what was it, there was an interview with one of the producers over at USA Today, and he talked about how they incorporated some assets from GTA 5. We got refrigerators, trees, and a few other things just to fill up the world. And just, hey, if you have the ability to do it and it's not really going to hinder the game's performance, then why not? Because if not, then they would have to redo those textures or make other adjustments. So just reuse the assets that you have.
Yeah.
So I'm sure that's going to be an Easter egg hunt for anyone who's bored. See what other things that you can find that were not in the original that are in here. Because I'm sure there's going to be tons.
Probably a bunch of them, yeah.
You know, exactly. It's probably a bunch of them. But it's great. It's fun to play these games. Especially, you know, I like to play my Switch in handheld. That's my preferred. I got the OLED. That's what I want to do. And it's what I always wanted. Because even when we had GTA on the Vita, That was Liberty City Stories. Remember, that wasn't the full game. That wasn't the full experience. And here it is now. Now we have it. And even Chinatown Wars and all that wasn't what I really wanted. And now we have it on the go. So I'm thrilled with it. I'm going to keep playing it and just go through it. And I could see myself replaying all three of them.
Why not?
I'm starting, though, with Vice City, though, because that was my favorite out of the three.
Yeah.
And from there, I'll probably do San Andreas. All right, maybe I'll backtrack. I don't know if I could play GTA 3 again, because your guy doesn't talk. He's a mime. You know, he's mute.
He's a mime.
You know, and that whole thing, I can't deal with that.
Respect Claude, man.
Yeah. So we'll see. I don't know, but it's there. What I did notice that was interesting, I don't know if anybody else, well, probably it's the same for everyone. If anyone in the chat has it on consoles, the other consoles, Xbox, please, it downloads as three separate games. So it's not so much, when I heard trilogy, just like most games that do have trilogies, that's like Legendary, Mass Effect, all that stuff, it's all in a nice interface. It's a nice package. You know, you can select the game you want. We've seen that with a bunch of other trilogy sets, like the Mega Man stuff. That's not the case here. There's just three separate games. So you'll purchase as one package, but you're getting three different games. And they don't even interconnect. So there's no shared menu system of like, if I back out of San Andreas, let me go into Vice. No, you got to close that game, go to the other one. And then I saw that San Andreas is going to be released, if not already, on Game Pass.
Yeah, it is on Game Pass. Yeah.
Yeah, and it's that one's by itself, and I don't understand. They're not even advertising that. So if you're going to
We talked about it before. It's so weird. It's like Xbox gets San Andreas right on Game Pass, and then PlayStation gets GTA 3 on PS Now. Yeah. So weird.
Yeah. You know? Yeah, it's weird, and they're not really talking about that. And it's like, well, I'm assuming that the reason why they have it broken up the way they do is because they do eventually have plans to sell them individually.
Yeah, you know, I can imagine that.
And that's probably why. They were like, all right, we could have it in and make a nice little menu and do the whole thing and link them, or why waste the time? Let's just dump it all as separate games, and then that way if we decide to sell them individually. Because that was another thing that I did see in Reddit and a few other ones that, you know, people bitch about everything. And they're like, well, I only like San Andreas. Why do I have to buy the whole set for the other two? I'm never going to play them, blah, blah, blah. And then people are like, well, then go to Game Pass. And I don't want to go there. Well, you can't make everybody happy. happy. But it is weird because even when, especially on the Switch, we've seen a bunch of bundle sets, if you will. They had the BioShock 1 with 1, 2, and then, of course, with the third one, and with Borderlands. But you could, even at launch, you could buy them all in together, or you could buy them separate. And yeah, that's not an option, so who knows when that's going to be available. But, yeah, that's the only other little thing that I noticed that was weird. But overall, it's fun. It's great. The controls are great. It's Grand Theft Auto, man. And if you grew up with these games, I'm sure you'll get all kinds of flashbacks. That's what I've been getting, a lot of flashbacks of different times in my life playing these games. I remember GTA 3 when I came out, I was working at Software Etc.
Uh-oh.
Before it turned into a GameStop.
Yeah.
When it was, you know, and that coming in and playing that, and then later on in life with the Vice City and San Andreas and all those on the PS2 and. It's a different time, but it's fun. And if you didn't, if you've never played it, it's worth playing. It's
yeah,
worth, definitely worth
playing. I do want to kind of go over some of the graphical changes, though. Let's see if I can share my screen correctly so you guys can see some of this.
Really,
oh, here we go. Will this work is the question. Yes, it does. All right, guys, you see this? This is the entire thread right now, you know? All right, so we're going to go here. So this is... CJ's girlfriend or one of them, you know, so look at her. We look at this one, is crazy. Look at this. I don't know. Did that stop working? Oh, okay. Stop working as soon as I clicked on it. But basically,
a 7 was there and they put a 9.
Yeah, let me go back to it. No, when I clicked on it, like to enlarge the picture, it went away, you know.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
About it, or but, they...
no, but look at it. You can see, like, you know, but yeah, there's a 7 there, and then he just posted a 9 for whatever reason, you know.
And it probably reused the thing, yeah.
Yeah. Oh, this sucks because if I click on this thing, it's gonna change it. You know. See, look at this one. Look at these cholos right here, man.
Oh, cholos.
Like, look what they did to these dudes. This one's pretty brutal right here.
Look how they mess.
Like what? Yeah. Look at right here. Like what? How is that even possible?
Well, I mean, his arms used to do weird shit. In general, when they got on, so now it's like you get to see all the issues because his arms probably got to stretch out to fit the bike.
That's right, yeah. This one, lady has a weird face. Another one with a weird face. This one, I found interesting. You could now see Mount Chiliad from from Grove Street because there's no fog in the game.
Mm-hmm. That's
you're not supposed to be able to see that. Like the second picture shows you how far Mount Chiliad is. Like, because you know there's the fog and stuff. These are just reactions now. But yeah,
also probably not only that because of the fog, but also the draw distances.
The draw distance, yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
So Adam, have you noticed any weird stuff like that?
The faces look different, but I knew that coming into it. Just, you know, following all the news and noticing that they made the changes when they were showing not just the environments but to the character models. Some people bitched. I don't care because for me it was so much of that. It was the story. The voice acting was great. Ray Liotta and all of that. It's still there. So I haven't seen anything weird that's just like, hey, what the hell's going on there? You know, I'm sure I'll come across it. It's I don't think it's going to be perfect.
Not everything is there, though. Some music is missing.
Oh.
You know?
I'm sure it's very expensive stuff.
Well,
I don't think it's expensive because Rockstar could afford it. I think it's more like some artists don't want to be on there. Who knows?
Yeah, it's licensing, and this is, we were talking about that off air. It's like it's a lot of times when they reach out to whether the label or most of the time it's the label and they say, yeah, we need this song. It's like, oh, well, that group is no longer with us, not under the label. And then so you have to find the group and then maybe all the members aren't together, or don't get along, and then you have to try to figure out who owns the rights to that song. It's just a lot of hassle that these guys just won't bother with. They'd rather just deal with a specific label. That's why EA uses a lot of the same songs in most of the games, because they'll work with a particular suitor, Warner Brothers or whatever. It's all right, Warner Brothers Records, give us a bunch of songs, and that's it. So it's tricky when we saw this even with Alan Wake. Remember, for a while, a few years back, they got pulled from Steam because if it was a song issue. One track on there and they didn't have the rights to it and had to do a whole dispute. It's crazy. So I'm not surprised, because what was it, you came across the Ozzy was gone?
Yeah, right? so no Ozzy Osbourne in either Vice City or San Andreas. Here's the funny thing about the San Andreas one, right? So the song he had on there was Hellraiser. Motorhead did the exact same song. They should have just had the Motorhead version instead to do a replacement, you know? So yeah, some tracks on here. No Michael Jackson songs anymore. They're all gone, you know?
Now, did they add new tracks? Because
I don't know if they added new tracks.
When Tony Hawk 1 and 2 released, they even said, yeah, that some groups broke up. We can't track them down. We don't know. We can't add these songs, but we're going to replace them. And they did. They put like double the amount of tracks. So I'm wondering if they added any new tracks
from that time period. I don't know if they did, but this is kind of interesting. So apparently these same tracks were taken out of the mobile versions that came out. It says a number of tracks were removed from Vice City and San Andreas when the games were re-released on iOS, Android, and PS Classics, PS3, and PS4. And Rockstar says those tracks will still be missing in definitive edition. Okay. So these are the same ones missing from... Because the games were re-released a couple of years ago. You know, they don't have cars. Oh no! The one I found weird is they got rid of a Love Fist song. I'm like, Love Fist is a fake band created for the game.
I'm guessing it's probably the performers. They couldn't get in contact with them.
Just one Love Fist song, by the way. They have the other Love Fist songs in there. It's just one specific song that's missing. You know,
It could also be the content of the song
too. Maybe it could be that. What I'm thinking is maybe that
quality of the audio.
Well, no, I mean, my guess is I could be wrong. My guess is somebody probably wrote that song specifically. You know, and you know they can't find them. So what else is missing here? They don't have Japanese Boy anymore. You know, I think I'm turning Japanese. You know, they don't have that.
That could be
content.
Some people find it offensive now. You know how things are now.
Yeah. Oh, no Billie Jean, man. You know?
Well, yeah, that's the
Michael Jackson. Over on San Andreas, what are we missing here? Tom Petty.
Before you get to that.
What's up?
What about the "And I Run So Far
Away"? I haven't come across.
Thankfully, that is still in there because that's like the Vice City song.
That was in the commercials.
Yeah, exactly. And I run. Yeah, no, that's still in there. That's still in there. Thankfully, you know. Oh, they don't have "Video Kill the Radio Star" anymore.
Oh,
shit. Oh man, fucking it up, fucking it up. Oh, I didn't realize I had a Two Live Crew song in Vice City. Oh, that must have been when it was starting, you know? Can't stop, giddy, giddy, don't stop, giddy, giddy, doo-doo Brown. Remember the shit, man? Oh, man. All right, San Andreas, what are you missing here? The Tom Petty song, Running Down a Dream, Joe Cocker, Black Harmony. I didn't like the San Andreas soundtrack as much as I like Vice City. NWA, Express Yourself.
Is that missing?
Oh, that's missing, yeah.
Damn.
But remember, that song had that line, "Don't express yourself," from an older song, you know?
Yeah.
Oh, they don't have "Killing in the Name of" from Rage Against the Machine anymore.
Maybe the team.
No James Brown songs at all here.
Group sounds, yeah.
What? No James Brown?
No James Brown. No George Clinton.
But it doesn't. All right, so it's saying all things they removed, but
they didn't say anything about adding.
They don't have to do shit, right? Because then that means
they gotta have something. In the game?
How many Carlos Market in there if they're removing a bunch of them?
Yeah,
right.
No, they didn't. They don't have to do nothing. They still got plenty of songs there.
Well, that's it. I don't know if they have plenty of songs. I don't know how many songs do they have in total. Did they say?
Yeah, I'm just glad Anthrax is still in there. You know, and Slayer.
Metal Thrashing Mad.
Yeah, that's still in there. But yeah, so I don't know. After some of something, I don't know if I want to get this now, you know?
Not because of the songs, but
like the other stuff too. I'm like, the graphics don't look as good as I thought they were going to look. You know what I mean? Like, you can't keep the fog in there. Like, Jesus. Like, it's always when games do that, like to move the fog that was there. It's like, that's ambiance, man. And it's LA supposed to be fucking hazy, you know?
I didn't like it. Remember when we were playing the Division 2?
Yeah.
We didn't have that. And then when they added, it pissed me off.
Yeah.
I'm like, shit, we had that. Remember that draw distance was ridiculous. We could see people from miles away. And then all of a sudden we jumped. I'm like, yo, what's going on? Is someone smoking? Is something burning?
Yeah.
And they just changed it. They added all that.
I like that shit. It adds atmosphere, you know? No, but it's like LA needs to have that, man. You know?
Oh, the people that live there, they don't want it. They wish they could get that shit to get scrubbed away.
Yeah.
Did you talk about how they remove some of the cheats.
Oh, yeah, I know we did not talk about that. What's going on, Brian? You filled me in, man.
Yeah, they apparently removed some of the cheats for technical reasons.
Hot coffee, you know.
I never used any of the cheats. What cheats did they remove?
I don't know which ones, but five stars
or to drop tanks, you know, that type of shit.
Left, down, right, up. Is it that one?
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know which ones exactly, but after I read that, I'm like, no, I'm not going to touch this. Like, this is...
Because of cheats?
No, because of everything else. This was the straw that broke the back. Because, Holy shit, as Tony said, like, the weird glitches, the character models and whatnot, it's just like, it just doesn't feel like the same game. Like, it just doesn't feel the same, and it just feels really sloppy to me.
It feels better if you on the control side, because it's using the GTA 5 ones. So if anything, that's a big improvement in the gameplay department.
True, but at the same time, it just feels really rushed out to market, and I honestly don't think that they gave it as much time as it should have gotten. Because, again, if they made everything like the same quality and everything was lovely and polished and everything was great, then yeah, it's fine. But there's just lots of things here and there that tar the whole experience. And the thing with the cheats, I was like, okay, I think now I'm done with that. Because, again, the cheats were part of the fun. You know, like after you finish playing the game, then you add the cheats in there, you know, you do some wacky stuff. Because, again, you beat the game, you've got all the stuff. So add in some cheats and have some fun. That was GTA. Like, that's how you enjoyed yourself with GTA before GTA Online was a thing. You're just doing some cheats and went crazy.
But cheats are still there, which is just which ones are not there. Maybe it's ones that you never use. I remember they had a lot of cheats. I never bothered. I had a buddy who knew some of them by heart. I just remember him dropping tanks and putting 5 stars and getting all the weapons and stuff and just causing chaos.
I had so many cheats. Like, GTA San Andreas had 3 different cheats for weapons because they had, like, so many weapons in that game. So, yeah, I'll probably just play it on Game Pass and then just never touch it again because, again, I don't see the point. And lucky enough for me, I have the originals on Steam, so at least then when the Steam Deck comes out, I'll play those.
Oh, excuse
me? Yeah, right, you could do that.
Yeah, well, hopefully those work. Remember, we need those green checkboxes now. Now we got to look up the fucking checkboxes.
Yeah. Oh, real quick shout out to Chancleta Mangu, who's joining us in the chat right now. What's going on, brother? Armando. Awesome having you on Throwdown recently. I am Papa Rick. What's going on to you? Greg Nice. Shout out everybody in the chat right now, man. We got Logic Lane. Nice. Mighty Feel Nerd. Smooth. You know? Yeah, man. Yeah, very smooth. Yes, hot coffee was a real thing, man. But the thing is, you had to, like, It was hidden in the code.
You need a Game Shark for that.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, it wasn't just accessible.
An area that you can just find and that, you know.
Yeah, yeah. So it wasn't like just there, like, oh, what do you do? It's like you have to dig deep, you know?
Yeah.
But yeah, so yeah, Brian, I didn't know about the cheats. That's disappointing too, bro. Fuck.
You use cheats too? We always talk about
hip-hop gamer with the cheats. Well, there's a difference. If you're streaming a game and you're using cheats, that's a different story. You know, if you're doing it on your own, whatever, who cares? But if you're streaming it and then presenting that as the actual game, that's a problem, you know, at least in my opinion. I use them sometimes, but not really, because I like doing it on my own. Like, I want to get the 5 stars on my own. I want to get the tank on my own, you know, because that's what happens when the 5 stars come, right? They roll in with the tanks. They're like, okay, let me, get this guy out of the tank, because, you know, it could be tricky. Then I get in the tank and then I start killing shit, you know. You make games out of that. And then San Andreas, was that a cheat or not? Yes, it was a cheat. Never mind. The jet, right? I would spawn a jet on top of my house, right? And then I go to Area 51 and start shit with the military. Have dogfights over fucking Area 51. But you have to be careful how where you fly. Because if you fly directly over it, they'll blow your ass up.
I mean, GTA 4, same thing.
Yeah.
Certain airspace you couldn't fly over. 5, too. Remember when we were playing heights and stuff? Like, oh, going too far off. What do you mean going too far? And then
blowing shot up. Down. Yeah. Yep. That happens, man.
But it brings the feels. At least on my end, it still brings the feels, and it made me happy, and it put a smile on my face.
Maybe I'll get it eventually, but it's like, because I was actually kind of hyped for it, and then I'm hearing all this stuff, like, oh. Because I agree with Brian. It feels like they rushed it out there, you know? I understand the music not being there. I get that, but some of the stuff, like, you could have put a little bit more care into this, you know?
Good for the avenue.
Yeah, right? Shit. All right, man. And last story of the night. Talk about your boy, Jeff Keighley. Excuse me? The original. Oh, by the way, shout out to Torrance, man. He brought the Warzone back for one night only, you know?
It was in space.
That's what he called it. It was in space. Yeah, like, oh, we are back to you. We're here in space. And Hip Hop Gamer was there. And when I tuned in, Mega Jack was, I'm like, where's this dude been? You know? Mr. Torrance. Mr. Romulan. That's what he used to call me, you know?
Mr. Romulan.
From Star Trek.
You know? Oh, I work at strip club, you know? You know, logic wins. Yeah, the Torrance had a one-off Warzone on Twitter Spaces. He's gonna post it on YouTube, so don't worry about that. You know, if it's not already up. But shout out to Torrance, man. I'm telling you, man, a lot of these current gaming podcasts, even Throwdown, owes their existence to fucking Warzone, man. You know, especially the more raunchier ones out there. You know who I'm talking about. You know. They're basically just the Warzone. They're doing exactly what the Warzone did like 15 years ago. You know, it's crazy. So shout out to Torrance, man. But anyway, let's talk about Jeff Keighley. You know, that, by the way, for you guys who don't know, that's where we got the whole excuse me thing. You know, excuse me. That's Torrance doing impersonation of Jeff Keighley. You know.
Yes. There's more to that.
We're not going to get into it, but yeah, he basically was trying to get Jeff Keighley's attention. Jeff Keighley was paying any attention to him. It was on Twitter. And then Torrance says something derogatory towards Jeff Keighley. Jeff Keighley responds with "Excuse me," right? And then that Warzone that week, Warzone was always on Friday. Torrance was recounting the story. He's like, and then he replied to me with "Excuse me."
Didn't he block him right after that?
Yeah. Oh yeah, he blocked him. You know. Mm-hmm. So just the way Torrance said it, it was just so hilarious. You know. Oh man. Anyway, so Mr. Jeff Keighley, he was interviewed by Epic Games, out of all people, talk about the Game Awards. This is, you know, we'll talk about the main thing here because he says there's not going to be any NFT stuff, which I find funny. But, okay, a little bit of a weird mix-up. So reports came out, IGN reported specifically that Jeff Keighley says there's going to be 40 to 50 games announced during the Game Awards, right? Or reveal, or whatever, right? Jeff Keighley replies to the tweet saying, "I never said that." But if you go to the Epic interview, right, it's all written. He does say that right there, 40 to 50 games.
Wait, but that's it. Maybe whoever wrote it misheard.
Yeah. No, it's written. It's right there. All you have to do is just
write it. Someone else wrote it. Maybe that's what he's trying to say.
Maybe. Fair enough.
Yeah, maybe the guy took it the wrong way. It's like, oh, he said about 40, 50. Yeah. He's like, no, I told you 20, 30. Yeah, but I got to make it sound good. You know, juicy.
But now he says that he said double digits, you know?
That's what he says.
But so either way, but here's the thing. Double digits, new games, right? But 40, 50 games overall. So we're going to get a lot of shit. If that number's true, we're going to get a lot of shit that we already know exists, you know? Yes, transcribed. I mean, it's over on Epic's... wherever the fuck got it from. Here we go. I'm not gonna post it here, but yeah, this is from Epic. They interviewed him.
We didn't know they did interviews at Epic.
I didn't know. Oh, whoa!
Whoa!
This is interesting. Look who interviewed him, Manny, our boy, Mr. Brian Crescente.
Mr. Crescente.
I'm a little confused. Yeah, right. I'm a little confused by this. I was like, is he working for Epic? Is he their journalist?
Well, he's been a bit of a gypsy as of late, though.
Well, he has, yeah, ever since ever since the whole Vice Gaming shut down, you know.
Mm-hmm. I thought you were gonna say, oh look who interviewed him, Mike Ybarra. Apparently, he's the CEO of Epic also.
Oh, really? Well, he is. No, he's not.
He stumbled into the CEO of Blizzard Games.
Yeah, right.
Or Blizzard Activision. That's just crazy.
Yeah. I mean, you know, as always, we will be covering the Game Awards. But anyway, let's get to the juicy part here. Because I just find that interesting. Where is this thing? There is one new technology the Game Awards won't be chasing. Let me go back. I'm reading this from a PC Gamer, by the way. And while the Game Awards viewership is apparently massive, reaching a whopping 83 million live stream viewers in 2020, Keeley said that he's looking to expand audiences even further by bringing the show into, you guessed it, the metaverse. Oh, here we go.
Oh, it's going to be on the metaverse. On
Facebook.
Yeah. Well, the metaverse is like a virtual world. I'm like, this is Second Life then, you know? Or PlayStation Home.
Isn't metaverse Facebook? No.
They renamed themselves to Meta. Metaverse has been going on before Facebook even changed their name to that. You know, the metaverse it became mainstream, I guess, or at least hit the zeitgeist this year. But it's been around for a little bit.
I don't like it either.
But anyway, so this is what Keeley says. We're thinking about what we can do in Florentine Creative, what we can do in Core. So it's early days with that stuff, but I do think in 5 years, more people will watch our show or participate in our show from within a kind of real-time 3D environment than just watch a traditional video feed. Didn't PlayStation try to do this with PlayStation Home and PlayStation?
They've all tried it at some point.
Yeah. Then he goes, we're not going to do any NFT stuff.
Well, because a lot of sites are doing that. They're trying to say, oh, just for this event and like a picture of everybody together or some shit.
Then you can sell the NFT.
Yeah, they sell it. I mean, if they want to be nice, I'll be like, oh, we're going to sell this for some nonprofit. But most of them, they'll do that. It's all profit.
Yeah. The metaverse.
No, Ubisoft.
I still don't even know what the hell to make of the metaverse. I'm like, because it sounds like Second Life, you know?
What happened to Second Life?
It may still be around, you know?
Still around.
It's got to be a small neighborhood where everybody knows each other now. It was supposed to be a whole other world, but I'm sure there's a handful of people that are keeping it alive.
By the way, the reason I was laughing because I clicked on, it had a link to Metaverse. This is an article posted by PC Gamer. The headline, the headline is literally "The Metaverse is bullshit." And they're a future company. I'm like, can we get away with that at TopSky? Man, that is funny, you know. This is the strap. You're not losing your mind. It really does sound like a worse version of the internet. And they have a picture of Johnny Mnemonic there as the lead image. That is funny. The metaverse is bullshit because it already exists and it's called the internet. I mean, yeah.
Well, it's like with everything. There's always evolutions to things. I mean, you remember how the internet was when we first started using it?
It's a series of tubes.
But like, it's like it was essentially like most of the websites were, you know, newspaper equivalent pages, just, you know, online, and then it just
didn't do video. Yeah, Real Player, which was garbage. Remember?
I love these H2K. Yeah, that when was that? When was that?
Early 2000s, late 90s.
The metaverse is bullshit because tech moguls missed the part where cyberpunk is dystopian. Oh man. I got to read this whole article. It's an opinion piece, obviously. More than NFTs or cryptocurrency or any of the other brain melting nonsense tied up with the tech landscape of 2021. This is the part that truly makes me want to stick my entire fist in my mouth and bite down. The push to create the metaverse, at least from companies like Epic and Facebook, seem entirely built on a teenage boy's reading of Snow Crash, zeroing in on the awesome vision of future technology while totally missing the book's satirical skewering of capitalism. Oh man, look at Zuckerberg. So this was written
after the Facebook stuff.
This was written, or at least updated, 13 days ago. So yeah, it would be around that time, you know. Fenland, yeah. I don't know what to make of this, to be honest.
Yeah, and I think, you know, if anyone has a concrete opinion or on the metaverse, then they're kind of full of shit because no one knows what the fuck this is gonna be.
Yeah.
Whenever it comes to fruition, if it comes to fruition, so it's hard, man. It's, you know.
By the way, this is a passage from Neuromancer. By the way, 1984, this book came out. This is a description of cyberspace or the Matrix, as they called it in the book. It's a consensual hallucination experienced daily by billions of legitimate operators in every nation, a graphic representation of data abstracted from the banks of every computer in the human system, unthinkable complexity, lines of light range in non-space of the mind, clusters and constellations of data like city lights receding. Yeah, sounds like a virtual world, you know? I mean, that's what an MMO is, basically. You know, you go in there, you live and shit, you know?
You spend time in there. Now think about it. Now with everyone working remote, you are working from there. You're working in the virtual space.
Yeah. Oh, this is from Slow Crash 1992. This is explaining catfishing in a way. Your avatar can look any way you want it to, up to the limitation of your equipment. If you're ugly, you can make your avatar beautiful. If you've just gotten out of bed, your avatar can still be wearing beautiful clothes and professionally applied makeup. You can look like a gorilla or a dragon or a giant talking penis in a metaverse. He said the metaverse in 1992. Shit. You know, but then again, where do you think these guys got that name from? They got it from these fucking books, you know?
Well, yeah, I remember Bill Gates many, many years. He was also in the 90s. He wrote a book called The Road Ahead, and this is before the internet even took off. It's still dial up in its infancy.
Yeah.
And he was saying, oh, soon there'll be stores that you can shop online. There'll be schools. You won't have to worry about geographical issues of, oh, I wish I could attend this school. Now you can do it on the internet. Oh, I want to go and buy something at my favorite store, but that's at my old town. Now you can buy. He predicted all that. And that was before Amazon.
Yeah, yes, right.
Before all of it. And it all came to pass. And I was thinking about it the other day. I was like, man, what didn't come to pass? And the Microsoft wallet. Yeah. He was talking about making a wallet that had all your information, but it was all digital. And all you had to do was like scan it and then sort of like a QR system. And that's it. And if it was too far from you, it would deactivate. So that way you didn't have to worry about, oh, I lost my wallet. Now someone's going to steal my identity. No, they can't activate. That never happened. They never made it.
Yeah.
Would have been cool.
I wonder if Katie Couric finally understands what the internet is. Remember that interview from 1984? What is the internet? And you just tell. It was just going over her head.
I thought she was trying to act like, you know, with the viewers. You know, there's always that viewer that's like, what is it going? And she's speaking for the viewer. Because isn't that what they say with the live interviews? You're with the, huh, oh, well, okay. It's supposed to be you're doing it for the viewer.
The purpose of these news anchors is to act stupid.
Yeah, Brian's right. Like, they're not acting, bro. They're dumb.
Yeah, well, they are dumb. But even when they know stuff, they still act ignorant. Like even like when you watch interviews with politicians and stuff, they always ask like the same questions like that are the hot beaten topics that it's like. Oh, so you, like, I'll just give an example. It's like, oh, so you support Medicare for All, so how are you going to pay for that? And, like, this shit's been, you know, asked, like, a million times. So they always have to ask stupid questions.
Oh, is wrestling fake?
Yeah, is wrestling fake?
Right, that's all.
Remember that movie with Sandra Bullock, The Net?
It's like, oh, I think about that movie at least once a week. I feel like that when you're just going outside and feeling real awkward because you haven't been out in like a week or so. And she would only go out every once in a while, but never spend too much time. And she worked for an antivirus. I think it was like Norton antivirus. That was her thing. She was just creating antiviruses.
But wasn't a movie trying to show us like, this is what will happen to you if you use the internet, all this crazy shit, you know? Now look at that, Katie Couric and our boy Brian Gumble, man. I'm Brian Gumble. I'm motherfucker. Brian
Gumble look like Malcolm X?
Yeah, right. I make.
Isn't his brother also a journalist, like a TV journalist? He does like the HBO sports.
I don't know.
I thought it was. I found it crazy. I was like, wow, both brothers are doing it.
They're brothers
on TV on the telly.
Brett fell asleep, by the way. I'm like, you can come in if you want, Brett. Oh, man, that's funny. I make Brian Gumbo look like Malcolm X, that motherfucker. Oh, man. But, yeah, the metaverse. This is the thing now. Here's the thing about the metaverse. It's not that I understand. Like, we've had this already. It's fucking MMOs, man. We have this shit already. You know, so what is
bell bottoms too? And people forget about that shit. I'm like, oh, look at my white bottom pants. You mean bell bottoms? What did you call them? You know, so it's like people don't know. They have to be reminded. That's why I remember a history professor. He said everything I'm teaching right now it seems like it's important about World War II and all, but it doesn't matter because history does repeat itself. And those same people took the same classes and still do the same dumb shit. So get ready. Everything goes full circle. No one learns anything from this. This is pointless. And he was right. Shit just keeps happening. Dumb shit still happens. We still have dictators. Still have a lot of same shit. Same tropes that we learned about not to do and still do them.
Yeah. I don't get this whole metaverse stuff. It's like, okay. Or basically my question is, I don't understand why they're trying to push something old as something new. Or what is new about this that we haven't done before yet?
It's they like 3D, the word.
It like comes it. Back.
What happened, Chris?
It's like 3D. It's like 3D TVs. It just comes back.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. It's coming back. Okay. Give it a few years. It'll come out again. Oh, look at this. It looks even better now. Go buy the TV.
Think about it, Tony. When we were kids, everybody was testing VR. Sega was testing VR. Everybody. Now we have VR, right? It just keeps coming back around.
Yeah, I guess you're right about that. It's just under a new name, you know?
Yeah,
because that's
we can't call it Second Life or whatever the fuck they. Oh, Metaverse.
Metaverse. Yeah.
Does anybody own it? No. Then let's do it.
Yeah. So I get, that's my main thing. I was just like, we've had this already. What the fuck are you talking about? And now, you know, they renamed Facebook to Meta. You know, it's like stupid. You know.
Well, I think there's a little more idea of monetization that can have in there, because think about it. When you buy, when people buy in-game currency with real money, think about doing that all the time. I think that's the idea they want with this stuff. It's like you keep paying into a system and you have virtual money.
Yeah. By the way, I tweeted about this the other day. Bitcoins is that basically credits from sci-fi? it's just credits from sci-fi shows, then, isn't it? You know. Like, oh, I'll give you, you know, it was like, I'll give you credits. We don't take credits here, only money, you know?
The public credits.
That's right.
Yeah, I saw my way. Bitcoins are just credits, man. You know? It's interesting.
I don't know. I don't know how credits work, so I wouldn't know how to.
Yeah, no, but, you know, because it's all virtual, you know? It's not real, you know?
Yeah. I'm going to have to go back to gold coins.
Yeah,
I mean, you know, the U.S. dollar is mostly fake.
Yeah, it is. But at least it's backed. We talk about this, but at least it's backed by a government. You know, at least it's backed by a government. It's not just like floating. You know.
Well, no, if fiat currency is floating, man, because that if the Federal Reserve says we're gonna print $1 trillion in the next 2 years, then you're essentially your money, your the money that you're holding right now is
worthless,
is getting devalued. Well, crazy,
Brian. So how's the euro doing? Because out of all the established,
Brian is Brexit.
Well, yeah, Brian's going back to shillings, man.
But that's the most recent, and that got picked up. And I wasn't sure if that was ever going to take off. I remember when they first announced it many, many years ago. But how's that doing? That's more than the pound or most currencies, European currencies, right? Is it still holding up? Is it worth having the euro dollars or euro coins?
I have no idea, and I don't care. We never made the switch, so hence we don't care. Yeah, it's roughly floating around the same amount it always has been. It's like £1 is 1.1 euros, give or take. So it's still there.
The pound and the euro is worth more than the U.S. dollar.
I'm just reading his article. It's fucking hilarious. games, NFTs, crypto, VR, AR, the blockchain, they're all wrapped up in this idea of a virtually integrated society in which our Fortnite costumes will carry over to our OnlyFans account and we'll never ever have to log off. Oh, man. This shit is crazy. But, you know, Carlos, I just realized that, like you said, most people can't explain the metaverse. I think the people investing billions of dollars also don't know what the metaverse. They're just like, fuck it, invest. Mark Zuckerberg did it. We got to do it too. What is it? I don't care. Oh. Invest.
And that's the whole conundrum with cryptocurrency.
Yeah.
You know, that a lot of people are making millions and billions just, you know, investing into these things. And there's you have all these hedge funds that don't know shit about how any of this works, but they want to make as much money, and some are scared to do it, and some, you know, are just like, fuck it, put money and hopefully it goes up.
Some rich bastards that be like, yeah, invest in anything that you think it's new and that can grow. I don't give a shit. Throw the money.
Yeah, and with the metaverse stuff, it's, you know, it's this new, it's like the concept is new, but the overall wraparound of it can be represented in sort of like what you mentioned, a Second Life, any of that kind of stuff, World of Warcraft. It's kind of a easy, it's like the top layer that you can see, like the black box that you can see. But within, it's a lot more complicated, and there's just a lot more things that can get done. But it's a hot thing, especially with the whole Facebook stuff.
Yeah.
they're putting at the forefront, and they're investing. I think they said they're putting like $10 billion for the next few years.
Yeah, they're going in this stuff.
Yeah, so the people are trying to be the first ones to get something, and what that something is, it's still, you know, Facebook did give a presentation of what they think the metaverse is going to be, which is a lot of stuff that's been done, what's been you know, proclaimed before, especially with the AR stuff. But yeah, it's going to be interesting, man. I just want to know who's going to win so I can invest money on them so I can make the most.
I'm, you know, again, because, you know, I'm old, right? I've seen this before, you know? Like, I'm wondering, is this going to be like, remember when the internet bubble crashed or whatever? When that shit popped, I'm like, hey, are we going to see another one of these motherfuckers spending all this money, investing all this money? Then, bam, it's just going to crash in their faces, you know? It could happen. You know, I'm like, I've heard this song before. They didn't remove it from GTA. You know, it's still in there. You know, it's like I've heard this song before. The net bubble pop. You know,
the .com crash.
Yeah, .com crash. There it is. But yeah, it's like so. Maybe this one will work. Who knows? Hey, they got VR right finally, right? So maybe this time it'll work.
And
you know,
and the .com bubble crashed, but at the end of the day, .com was the future. It's like, yep. So it's like, it crashed.
Damn, my man, Logic.
Amazon. Yeah. Amazon was just books. People don't even know that.
I remember that. Yeah. I
remember it was just books. And then they were like, oh, they were losing money. And during the bubble that you were talking about, a lot of other sites went out of business. Like, oh, Amazon's definitely going out of business. And they said, we're just going to turn into an online mall. Let's see if that works.
Worked. Amazon, during the .com crash, Amazon went down.
Yeah, and
their stock went way down. So you know, all of these places were affected. But you know, Amazon lived to fight another day, and now they're fucking sending fucking Captain Kirk to low Earth orbit.
We see all kinds of weird shit. I mean, we talked about it before, but the whole thing with Netflix, how Blockbuster had their chance and they passed on it. They're like, well, nobody's gonna want to watch movies over the internet. It's the mail, no. And now look, it could have been Blockbuster service, no Netflix.
The most popular show in the planet being a Korean show? Not gonna believe it.
Shit is crazy now, man. All right. Barry Byrne, if you're there, get rid of this fucking asshole in the chat, man. Oh, thank you.
And Logic wins. I do remember BitConnect.
Yeah, BitConnect. My man brought it back, you know?
Yeah.
Yep, BitConnect was a good one. Good BitConnect. Service. BitConnect.
That was a scam.
Oh yeah, huge scam.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm thinking XB Connect.
Oh, no, you're thinking
Connect is for the Xbox where you can do the backdoor way of playing with your friends. Remember
Xbox Live? Yeah.
Yeah, it was the XB Connect. That's what I was thinking.
XB Connect.
That's what it was called. Yeah, it was a bootleg version of how to backdoor your way to play with people, so it would make it seem like you're in a local LAN when you're not. And so you can connect online, and I would play with other people online for Halo and Ghost Recon and stuff. And we could do the voice chat and all of that, but we were not on Xbox Live.
See, a form of the metaverse.
Metaverse.
I don't know what it is. That term just bugs the fuck out of me, man. You know? I don't know. I don't know what it is about it. It's just something about it doesn't seem right, you know? Because isn't that what they were trying to do with these movies? Like... The like a metaverse of movies and shit, you know?
Well, like, they always talked about it. I remember from the MCU. It was like the metaverse, how that connects.
Yeah.
The multiverse.
That's it.
Yeah. I don't know.
The what if verse.
Yeah. Again, it just seems to be like a bunch of rich motherfuckers chasing trends, you know?
Well, I don't know if you saw it, and I guess it's all connected with this whole thing, too, with the Disney's talking about, oh, we're going to see this massive growth. We're just going to create more Star Wars and Marvel shows.
Look how that worked.
Well, that's it. And an investor during the call came out, and he said, well, what makes you think piling more on is going to bring in the new viewers? If what you have now isn't enticing, why do you think piling more of it? And he used an analogy of why would a kid say no to one scoop of ice cream, but yes to two scoops? They'll take the first one also.
Yeah.
So it's like you need to bring in more adult content, and they're not about that. They don't want to go down that road.
Yeah, but it's weird. In other countries, they've done that. They have the Star Network that they added onto Disney Plus in other regions. And so I guess they are showing the Fox library. Like, they have, they own Die Hard now. They own Predator. They own Aliens. They own all that stuff. They put that stuff on there, but it's only in other regions. So it doesn't make sense for here to go, no, we're not going to do that. It's stupid.
Maybe it's just like distribution deals. Like, it's a piggyback off the service. Like, for example, like Paramount's not in Europe. So all the Discovery and all that stuff, Picard, that's on Netflix over in the UK.
Right, because they don't have the capability for distribution, but Disney does. Disney is in all these regions.
Oh, but no, but I mean the Stars. You said there was other ones, the Stars. And
but they're doing that in like South America, for example. They have that. So they show you go to a section of Disney Plus, and they have the adult content.
Yeah, they should do it. And not worry about, oh, well, the kids, well, then make it a little password section. And it's like, oh, if kid clicks on the tab, got to enter a passcode. Just like what you had to do if you wanted to watch Playboy or any of those on cable.
Hmm.
What's the parent code?
Yeah, right. Logic Win says Disney will be forced to give us mature content. They just need to lose more subs before realizing it.
It's true.
Mm.
I guess. All right, man. I think we're done. So let us do some plugs.
Wait, Manny. Nobody playing Call of Duty? What the fuck?
Nah, nobody. Nobody cares about that but you.
I think the only two that would be me and Brian. What's up? You playing?
No, Brian's he left that boat a long time ago.
Adam, what the hell are you talking about?
What do you mean? He loved the last one.
No, we've talked about this.
No, not with Brian.
No.
I haven't played Call of Duty since Modern Warfare. Like
but there was only one.
Recent Modern Warfare. Like, I didn't play last year's one, which was whatever that was. Cold War. I didn't care. I'm generally out of Call of Duty. Like, I clocked out Modern Warfare 2 days, and I only came back for Black Ops and then Modern Warfare Remake, and that's it. So yeah, I'm out.
Adam, you're the big duty guy, man. You're the big duty head.
I got the big duty.
You got the big duty head. You're the duty head.
I've literally told Adam like 5 times that I bought the game.
Oh, damn. He goes right to Brian's.
Like every other episode of I Am Negan, we talked about.
So did you play it?
Yo, he skipped you with this. Carl's just like he skipped you with Gears of War, man.
There's a trend here, man.
I'll tell you this much. I mean, I want to get your insight. I'm not liking this campaign.
I'm going to start it tomorrow, so.
I like the story, but the gameplay aspect of it, it's lacking. A lot of repeat, too early of a repeat. There's certain types of missions, and you're like, okay, like in the other Call of Duties, you know, there's a sniper mission, stealth mission, blah, blah, blah. This is in those chunks, but it's like, oh, there are certain type, different type, then back to the other type. I don't want to spoil it, but I'm like, well, I just did this one mission ago. Now I'm doing it again. And then it does another hop, and I'm doing the same over. It's they're not changing up the gameplay, and that's kind of frustrating. I haven't finished the campaign yet, so hopefully it can redeem itself later on. But yeah, I'm not impressed, at least for the campaign. I have not jumped in. My Call of Duty, I have, it's just like when you go and you eat a meal, and there's certain things you eat first before you get to dessert. That's where I am with Call of Duty. I play through the campaign, finish campaign, then I jump into multiplayer, and then I'll do some zombies, and then that's it. Then.
When I get to it, I'll let you know, and then you'll probably forget. So,
right. What are you up to? Wait, are you playing it?
I started tomorrow.
You see, there you go. So that's what I'm saying. I remember you said you had, but you didn't say you were playing it. That's why I thought Brian was playing it, but he's not playing them at all.
So I said that I have it. Brian hasn't played one since Modern Warfare, and you still assumed that it was Brian. All right.
I did.
Let's move on. Manny, you got anything to plug?
Yeah. Yeah.
Call of Duty, Manny. No, I've never played Call of Duty.
Wait, no. Oh, wait. No, forget it. No.
What's going on? Okay.
Let me just play your stuff.
Next week is on Tuesday will be the release of Nubia and the Amazons number dos. Me and Letha Martinez, Villayella, Stephanie, and all the crew doing it again. So yeah, be sure to check that one out. And other than that, nothing else going on. Oh, wait, whoa.
And one more thing.
Next week is Anime NYC on the 19th.
Where at?
I will be at the Jacob Javits Center, and I will be there. I'm vamping currently to tell you what table I will be at.
Yeah. Anime NYC didn't already have that. It was called New York Comic Con. That's all they had at that fucking show. It was just anime. We're like, where are the comics at? You know? It's crazy. Yeah,
well, that's been the case for a long time.
It will be from the 19th to the 21st, and I will be at a table HI.
Oh, there you go.
Interesting. Okay.
Well, HI, wait, no, that's not an HI. I'll be I1, excuse me. I'll be a table at I1, which is at the corner, so it'll be really easy to find me. So, yeah, if you're in New York.
Or follow him on Twitter. I'm sure you will post where you're at.
Well, I mean, it's somewhere on the bottom there.
Twitter.
I think it's, but, yeah, so, yeah, if you're in New York or you're going to NMA1C, drop by my table and say what's up.
There you go. Right, Adam, what you got, man? I saw you plugging some stuff on Twitter earlier, you know?
We got a lot of shit. We got a bunch of content over at the Coalition, reviews. I did a review of the Star Wars Knights of the Old Republic on Switch. It's just a straight port. That was the main thing a lot of people want to know. Is there anything new and feature? I'm just spoiler right now. No. But it's fun if you're into that. It runs well. I've got another episode of I Am Negan, which is the TWD Universe podcast that I do with Richard Bailey Jr. and also with Carlos Romero.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, there we go. So we're covering Fear the Walking Dead, which is great. It's a fun spinoff. Not all spinoffs are on that level, like World Beyond, which is garbage. But that's ending. Three more episodes and we're done. Never have to worry about that. But yeah, we're up to episode 4 for season 7. Till Death. That's what it's called. Till Death. They got some wrestling in it. They come across a wrestler. It's kind of funny. Not a famous wrestler, but it's the story-wise. So, yeah, if you're interested in Walking Dead, anything Walking Dead related, especially when it comes to TV shows, check it out. I Am Negan. It's on Spotify, iTunes, YouTube, coalition.com. That's with a K. There you go.
All the good places, man. You know,
goodies. All the goodie places.
All right, man, you already know. Follow Throw It on Twitch and Twitter and Discord. We got links, you know, to all that other stuff, especially if you want to hear. Mopitz was throwing some crazy fucking rumors this week. I'm like, where are you finding this stuff, you know?
You can make it up and it might catch on.
We are also on every podcast app on the planet, even some I've never heard of. We are on those. You know, who's giving us money right now, man?
Whoa.
Oh, no, it's not money. It's followings. Buff. I can't pronounce it, but thank you for following. You know, I hope you're buff. You get know, throwdownshow.com, past episodes.
R.I.P. to Buff Bagwell's mom, who just passed away.
Who?
Buff Bagwell wrestled his mother. She actually was a tag champion WCW. It was some crazy shit. Storylines, but she did pass away.
It's crazy. And yeah, throw down, you know, YouTube if you're watching us and you enjoy the content. Make sure you hit like, subscribe, and hit the bell to be notified of when we go live. Well, not live, when new videos get posted, you know. I'll try to have some Throw Out Your Questions clips for you this weekend. I'm very busy at work, you know. So, yeah, links as always down below. So, once again, I was your host, Tony Polanco. And tonight, I was joined by Emilio Lopez.
See you later, guys.
Chris Seeley.
Hey, take care, everyone.
Carlos Romero.
This is
Adam Vail.
Have a good weekend, everybody.
And Brian Manjoma.
Happy 10th birthday to Skyrim. Turn 10 today, technically speaking.
That's crazy. Oh, for some reason, I thought it was older. Or maybe just looks older. You know?
Oh.
No, right. it's just Bethesda games.
No.
Oh.
I mean, it should look old when it came out. Yes, right?
Yes.
All right, people. We'll see you on Sunday. Peace out.
Later.